Jeffrey, so good to be with you once again. You are situated at Spotland Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, correct?
Correct. Spotland Productions.
All right. Brand new record, Everything in Between. We talked about this some time ago before you ever started on it, and you were quite excited. I was quite excited to see you hook up with legendary fella, Will Ackerman. How did this thing get underway? How did it get started?
I'd been doing YouTubes, just really starting to enjoy that. And I sent two of them to Will. And after a couple back and forth, he was like, "You're quote unquote, you're the real deal. We should do a record together. And you don't have to tell me twice." The most magical thing to me about Windham Hill was the stellar recording, the quality, the way the instruments sounded. So I was in from the beginning.
And the record is being released here in Cincinnati, at least a release party coming up in the middle of December, December 19th. I want to get all the details on that, but let's talk about the record a little bit first. You went up to Vermont to do this, Imaginary Road Studio. Is that Will Studio? Is that correct?
It is. That's correct. In Brattleboro, Vermont.
Now, what was different working these sessions than sessions you had done? You've done plenty of sessions, your own music and other people's music before. How did these sessions go? What was different about these?
The emphasis on white space, if you listen to all the records that he's done, the performers concentrate a lot on melody and structure. There's not a lot of solos going on, and he's got incredible equipment, and there's just a lot of white space in the recording. So I've never played fewer solos in my life, and I'm the better for it.
You've got quite a stellar list of guest artists on this record as well. And before we start talking about who they are, let's kind of concentrate on at least one of them right now in this opening piece on the track. Let's play the track called 5 Days Old. It's brand new from Jeffrey Siemens, Everything in Between. Okay, let's do some name dropping now. We heard 5 Days Old, the opening track from Everything in Between. Jeff, who's playing on that, and who's playing on the rest of the record?
Oh, Michael Mannering played bass on that, and just a magical fretless player, known very well in the bass community as a unique stylist. He can do wonderful solo stuff on his own, too. And Noah Wilding is doing the vocals on that, so it's primarily the three of us on that one. And then the other players I've had on the record, Tony Levin, who's Peter Gabriel's bass player, played 5 tracks. That was a pretty magical day doing that. A tremendous percussionist named Jeff Haynes, who's worked with Pete Seeger and all sorts of other people.
Now, I hear what sounds like bongos in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But then there's some other percussion. Is that percussion come from beating on a guitar? That's what it reminded me of.
Does sound like that. No, that is all from Jeff Haynes' load-in, and I have pictures of it that I'm going to put on the CD because his load-in is just a fabulous thing to see. He's got a truck full of percussion instruments from all over the world.
Okay, I interrupted. Keep on going with your guests.
Yes, and then Charlie Bisharat played on 2 cuts. He's a violinist out in L.A. that's, you know, another name-dropper guy who is just a wonderful melody. Eugene Friesen played cello on 3 tracks. Just tremendous stuff. So soulful and such a great listener. He was in the Paul Winter Consort, was one of the earlier things he did. And Pramik Russell Tubbs rounds it out, playing saxophone on 2 tracks.
Which reminds me so much of the Paul Winter Consort, that the one track. And you did some of these pieces at your studio, JSS Studio in Nashville, with some other guests there, right?
Yeah, that's really important because the other person that everybody in Cincinnati knows and loves that's on the record is Paul Patterson, mm-hmm. the Faux Frenchman and CSO. And he had come down to do a video with me, and we recorded Southern Night in the Woods. Will doesn't usually, because of the recording quality they get, he doesn't usually put things on the record, on his records, that he doesn't record in the studio. But I played it for him, and he just fell in love with the track, and we added some guitar to it. And Paul is playing violin, viola, cello on that song. It's just magical stuff. I told him instead of playing fills, because it's about the woods at night in the South, to play Little Animals. And he knocked the ball out of the park.
As we say, if it has strings, Paul can play it and play it real well.
You got that right.
Real well. And I hear a little guitar in the background. So you have a guitar. Could you do one for us from the record?
Absolutely.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play Point Well Taken.
This is Jeffrey Seaman with us on Around Cincinnati. I know there's a couple of folks out there just tuning in the middle of that saying, man, that sounds like Jeff Seaman. That sounds like Jefferson. Bingo.
I hope so.
Bingo. Jeff's with us from a studio in Nashville called Spotland. We're talking about Jeff's new record, Everything in Between, and about an upcoming CD release show that'll be happening. And I really look forward to this, and I know you do too. The old Ludlow Garage is now open again. It's called Live at the Ludlow Garage, the release party. And Shindig will be on Saturday evening, December 19th. Now, this is a place you're intimately familiar with. Before we get into the show and who your guest list will be, and it's, again, impressive, tell me about that young fella, Jeff Seaman, hanging around the garage about 40 years ago.
Man, oh, man, a 14-year-old, the summer of my 14th year, Jeff Servelt comes down, a friend of mine, and says, hey, down in Ludlow, they're building a rock concert hall. And we're like, yeah, sure. A garage where the dump trucks used to be. Sure enough, he was right. We all went down there and wound up spending the entire summer building this place. And there was no liquor license. So when it was finished, the teenagers, including myself, got to help run it. And I'd been playing guitar for maybe 5 years at that point. You know, on a weekly basis, I would meet and get to talk to B.B. King, Ry Cooder, Joe Walsh, And then one Thursday, I came in to set up, and the Allman Someones from somewhere in Georgia were going to play. I'd never heard of them before. And I heard Dwayne Allman play slide for the first time. Dropped everything, went up front, only guy in the place, sitting there just staring at him. I probably talked to him 4 or 5 times, and he thought I had a single-digit IQ because I was And I'm going to be lucky to keep it together the night that I play the 19th, because we will be sitting in the exact spot when I'm performing that was the dressing room when I was talking to him.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't think I ever have asked you. I know that you, as you just said, spoke with Dwayne on several occasions and kind of looked to him to mentor you, and I think he did. Prior to that, had you ever slipped a slide on your finger?
Absolutely not. No, and right after that, I went to the medicine cabinet, emptied my mom's chloroseedin bottle, and went to work.
Okay, who do you have lined up for December 19th to play with you there?
Dan Murphy at Group Effort in Cincinnati. We were going back and forth on who to open, and he immediately suggested Michael Ronstadt, who's a cellist. He is a very talented performer, writer, who also sings. I asked him if he was okay with an instrumental show, because that was kind of the theme of the night. He jumped at it, and he was very eager to do that. So he'll be doing his own show to open, and he's going to play a cut or two with me as well. And then I have two other artists joining me. One of them is a guitar player of many years in Cincinnati. People will know Skip Kaysen. And Skip deserves a special spot on the show because all sorts of things could have prevented the 14-year-old Jeffrey from being a part of the garage. And one of them would be the 18-year-old Skip going, this snot-nosed 14-year-old kid is a nuisance. Go home, right? But that didn't happen. So
bless his heart.
Bless his heart. So he was one of like 5 grown-ups that helped run it along with us snot-nosed 14-year-olds. And he's played guitar ever since. Mm-hmm. So it'll be very emotional for me to play with him. And for many years, I've listened to the principal English hornist, Chris Philpotts, who the first thing I ever did him do, actually, was Paul's older brother, Richard, did an album, and Christopher played on it and played some magnificent stuff. So I jumped at the chance to have him come up and join me as well. So those are the guest artists for the night.
And that night is Saturday, December 19th, live at the Ludlow Garage, the brand newly opened Ludlow Garage. And I don't know if you know this, but I just happened to see that another Windham Hill artist, George Winston, has been booked there for next spring, tax day, in fact, April 15th. Tax day with George Winston.
There's a joke in there, Brian. I'll figure that
somewhere,
later.
Somewhere, yeah. I want to go out with this beautiful, beautiful piece, as they all are, on Everything in Between, the new Jeff Seaman record. Michael's journey just struck me, as you might imagine. Tell the folks who may not be familiar with the relationship you had with a wonderful fella, terrific musician named Michael Baney.
I am so glad you touched on that. Michael Baney and I played music with a guy named Dave Roth before there ever was a Wheels band in Cincinnati. And it was wonderful, gentle, beautiful acoustic music. But I had seen Michael in a big rock band too. So about a year into Wheels, with Mike Wheeler and Mickey Folger, we lost our bass player, and I suggested Michael Baney, and they said, nah, he just does mellow stuff. And I said, you need to come see the band that I've seen him play in. And so that was an easy sell, and Wheels became, you know, the four of us. And so Michael and I were very, very close, you know, during all that time. I missed him immensely when we lost him. And so I dedicated this music to him. I played it at his funeral, at his memorial service. And years later, I talked to Larry Goshorn about the experience, and we found out, just completely stupid luck, that he and I did the very same thing to get through that performance because we felt it was so important to play well for Michael, but we were so emotional. We pretended we were somewhere else. Turns out he did the same thing I did for that 5 minutes, and we got through it.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And that was late in 95 that we lost Michael, December 29th, I believe it was. Michael's journey is what I want to take us out with this evening. I certainly appreciate talking with you, hooking up with you once again, Jeff, and look so forward to December 19th live at the Ludlow Garage for the release party of Everything in Between. Take care, my brother.
Thank you, you too.
This is Michael's Journey with Jeffrey Seaman. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.